Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry, we were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right, ChumbaCasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hey, guys, check it out. A blonde drops off her shirt at the cleaners, right? So on the way out, the lady says, hey, come again. She goes, nah, it's just toothpaste.
I had a nickel, that's all I'm saying.
Every time I had the rub gum out of my mouth.
We're resulting to blonde jokes.
There we go. What the hell?
Hey, man. Welcome to the Big Bad Broadcast, dude.
Well, good evening and good afternoon and whatever, and welcome to the Big Bad Broadcast. Thank you, Tommy Chong.
And whatever.
And what?
You said and whatever.
And whatever.
And whatever.
How werewolves of London.
And what? I'm from New York. So we got a great show for you today. We have nothing planned. And we have Craig Mitchell.
Whatever, I'm here. Hello.
We have Mike Grief.
Yes, whatever, man.
You know. And we're about to start the show. What's going on this week, guys?
Oh, it's been a great week, John. I got to tell you. It's been great.
Really?
Well, I mean.
Glad somebody had a great week.
Where do I start? I'm talking like this because you said whatever. Where do I start? You know I drive rideshare, right?
You give him 11% of fucking Hebrew in him. And I know.
Look at me. I'm going. Do you want a nosh? Do you want a shmear?
Get me a knish, you bastard.
I drive rideshare, and I had a guy in my car. I picked him up in Koreatown. His friends dumped him in my car. I didn't even know who it was. And I didn't realize he was super drunk until halfway there when I heard noises coming out of the back seat. And I asked him, are you sick? Are you getting sick?
And well, he was cooking.
Yeah.
What do you want? You want number 69?
He had a hibachi. and he goes, no throw up. And when I found out that noise was him snoring. When we got to the destination, he was so out cold, I couldn't get him out of the car.
He told you no throw up?
That's what he said, no throw up. And that's fine with me. I don't care if you sleep, but he was out cold. He was that drunk. And when it got to the destination, it was pouring rain. It was 2:30 in the morning. I could not get a nuclear bomb could have went off, and I couldn't get this guy out of the car.
Because he didn't want to go into your apartment.
John, that's a funny joke.
You didn't hear what I said.
He didn't want to go into your apartment.
Yeah.
He couldn't move. He couldn't move because he couldn't get the tape off of his wrists. That's why he couldn't move.
Oh my God. Yeah. Anyway, So I decided I'm going to pull him out of the car. So I open up the passenger door and I go to pull him under his armpits and he hooks his feet under my driver's seat and I can't get him out.
Finally, he's unconscious, but he's conscious.
Just use a saw.
And it was raining, right? It was raining. Water's like rushing by the curb like a little river. I trip when I'm pulling him out and he lands in that water. And he's sleeping on his side in that water. It's very comfortable. And I had to make sure that he wasn't like drowning and his head. And I'm like, I don't know what to do. I can't leave him here. I have to call the cops. So I get on my phone and all of a sudden I hear him scream. He goes, aah! Like, you know, you wake up and you're in a river. Right. You know,
that was his Godzilla scream.
And I come over to him. And now he's standing up, but his feet are like widespread and he's leaning over like he's about to do a header into the curb. And I go, stay there, just stay there. And I went and got his phone out of the car. Then I helped him sit down on the apron of the driveway.
And gave yourself a big tip.
I gave myself a big, well. I gave him a big grope.
What a nice guy. I left one of my passengers sitting in the rain on the curb.
He won't remember.
Oh, so that makes it okay because he won't remember.
What am I going to do? Carry him into the house?
Yeah,
I didn't know his phone number.
Into the house and
his friends called the ride for him, so I didn't know his phone number. I didn't know anything about him.
Yeah.
Some friends.
How do you know you were taking him to the right place? You might have been taking him to like freaking, you know, Jeffrey Dahmer's house.
Well,
yeah, he doesn't like Korean food.
Oh no! Everybody's got to eat, Mike. Everybody's got to eat.
Hey, it's Benihana for humans.
No, so I put the phone in his lap. I said, "Sir, have a happy New Year," and I left.
There you go. So you left him with a phone and
his phone in the rain, on a curb, a dry curb. Well, it wasn't in the water anymore.
Right.
And I sprained every muscle in my back.
Well, I hope I ever, if I'm ever drunk, which I hope I never am, in the back of an Uber, I hope I get a more compassionate driver than you.
What am I supposed to do, Mike? Am I supposed to carry this guy like a pirate's cat?
Have you never seen the movies?
Jeffrey Dahmer's theme song was?
What's that?
No.
Did you ever know you were my hero?
My hero. You are so delicious, my hero.
I just made that up. That's pretty funny.
Or a sub, if you're in
Greg, you've never seen the movies? You take the guy to Starbucks. You get him a coffee. You listen to his problems. The man obviously has issues. Why else would he be so drunk? He wanted to talk to somebody, and you left him sitting in the rain.
Not for an $11 fucking ride, Mike, no.
It's not about the money, man. It's about humanity.
Yeah, humanity.
About the humanity.
No, I'm sorry. I didn't leave him in the river, so I'm fine.
No, I'm sorry. So did the police come before you left?
I didn't call.
Well, you just let him sit in the rain?
I let him sitting on the curb, yeah, in front of his house.
Guarantee that guy is dead. He fucking died right. He no, died right there of exposure. Dead. No, he's dead.
I think you should have called the police to cover yourself.
What did I do? I didn't cover myself.
You pulled him. You touched them. You pulled him out of the car.
Oh, you touched
him. I never touched him.
Grope.
I never touched him.
Gave him a little.
Wake up, wakey, wakey.
Here, let me, John, get ready with the bell. Here, let me grab you by your. There you go. it was nothing like that at all. Nothing. No, I just wanted him out of my car because I wanted to keep on earning money.
Did you ever think about getting a job where you can have some human self-respect?
Wow,
dude! This is the job I chose for that.
I still think you should have called the cops.
You really? Do you really think so?
Yeah.
And wait an hour for him to show up.
This guy's drunk. I just left him sitting in front of his house.
And wait an hour for him to show up. And
you didn't have to wait once you call.
See, I thought you took this job just to meet interesting people, but I guess you just did it for the money.
I thought you did it to make the world a better place.
Better place, man. One drunk at a time.
Well, you know, another thing happened this past Friday. I was driving up near Echo Park, and
Did you drop somebody else off in the rain in Echo Park?
No, I ran over a skunk.
Ran over a skunk.
Gigantic skunk. But I didn't hit him. I ran over. I drove over him. I didn't.
Oh, so you, was he ever at one time a president?
I wish. No, I drove over. I drove over the skunk.
I'd rather smell a skunk than fucking.
He unleashed under my car. He let it go.
He unleashed. What kind of frigging gay shit is that? He unleashed.
He let it go.
As the Grinch would say, stank.
For 3 hours, my car smelled like Donald Trump.
You have no sense of smell.
You know what you should have done? You should have went back and picked up the Korean guy and put him in the car.
There you go. You could have introduced him to the skunk. He would have had a buddy, maybe a pet.
You're right. I have no sense of smell. I couldn't tell.
So you couldn't tell.
The guy, I had an Australian guy in the back of the car, and his eyes, he goes, "Oh my God, mate, you can't smell that." I'm like, "No, I have no idea. I can't smell shit." No.
He thought it was you.
He probably didn't get cut a fart. That's what he thinks.
That's the worst.
I let one go. I did. I'm sorry, Taco Bell. Wham, you know.
Well, we talked about this the other day. It's like, I can't tell the difference. You might have run over a joint. I can't tell the difference between the smell of a skunk and the fucking weed people smoke today.
Well, it'd have to be pretty strong weed, I think.
Smells like skunk.
Maybe it smells like skunk. I'm glad I don't fucking smoke anymore. Just shoots and heroin in my ass, but no. Just
maybe you hit a bag of weed.
A walking bag of weed.
Yes, man. Oh, God.
Yeah, it was hard. It was horrible. Those are the dangers you run into when you drive rideshare.
Hey, how about that friggin' airplane that lost? I'm always bringing this up because John's got to fly. I just flew. I'm flying again. It's like I love these friggin' airline stories that, you know, we all fly, and it's like, how does a door just pop off a fucking plane?
Somebody wanted air. It was a skunk on the plane.
Well, how about the guy that's walking along and finds us an iPhone underneath the tree, and he picks it up and hits a thing, and it works. It's got the flight number on it and the baggage, and it's in airplane mode. I dropped my phone on my desk once, and it's shattered.
Wait, was it a 15?
I dropped my phone on my desk, and it shattered.
16,000 feet.
It's a great commercial for the OtterBox, for the case that holds the damn thing.
Or for the phone itself.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
A woman found a headrest in her backyard.
Better than finding a head.
She found a headrest, and she goes, and she just flown on Alaska Airlines. She goes, boy, that looks like an Alaska Airlines headrest. And I'm like, how do you know? I mean, I would never know that. I don't even pay attention to that.
I wouldn't even call. I would just keep. Who couldn't use an extra headrest? I'm always looking for a place.
You can't touch that, man. It's like evidence.
Chris and I are flying on Alaska Air.
Really?
From Alaska, yeah.
Well, a friend of the show, Julia Scotty, you know, she was on the show. She posted that she's flying today on the same plane, the MAX 9 or whatever. I don't know if they grounded them. She's going on a different plane then. Okay.
Well, no, they're testing them or whatever. They're opening and closing the door a few times to make sure.
It's a secondary emergency door. It's not really an emergency door, but it can be used.
But now just think about if you were on that flight. There was a little kid and his shirt got fucking ripped off, and it's like, I mean, they were only at about 3,000 feet, I heard, but still, wouldn't you be?
Oh,
I would be shitting my fucking. I'm in a plane, and there's a big gaping hole.
In all fairness, as a big tough guy, if all of a sudden the plane hits one thing of turbulence and the pilot goes, "Put on your seatbelt," you're in full panic.
Hey, you know what? If you look, and anyone who says they're not, it's full of shit. It's like, okay, man, there are people that fly constantly and it doesn't bother them. But if you look around, when they hit that turbulence, everyone is. I was sitting next to a lady last time I fly, and we hit this turbulence, and this was going, oh Jesus. I'm going, at least I ain't as bad as her.
Listen to this. My daughter called me, I forgot to tell you, and said if Mike was ever on the plane, he would have never got on. She was getting ready to fly to LA this week, and when she was getting on the plane, it's two gates next to each other.
Yeah.
The other plane was going from Orlando to Atlanta, and the pilot comes out and goes, "I'd like to make an announcement. If you're going to take this flight, you'll be totally safe, but I'm going to tell you right now, it's going to be the bumpiest flight you've ever been on. Your seatbelt will be on the entire time. You will not be able to get up, and it's going to be pretty scary."
They came out and announced that?
He goes, "My suggestion would be you change your flight unless you have to be there."
Really? That's fucking wild. I would take his advice. When the pilot comes out, "Hey, how you doing, everybody? Let me tell you a little something, okay? Plane's probably going to make it. I don't think that's an issue, but you're probably going to shit your pants while we're flying. You're probably going to shit yourself."
He wanted an empty airplane to do a party plane.
He wanted to join the Mile High Club. While he was flying, I want a blowjob while I'm flying.
But on the other side of the coin, and this is true, I don't fly much. But the last time I was in turbulence, I was drinking. I was actively drinking, and I was really drunk, and it didn't bother me at all. I couldn't give a shit.
Most of the turbulence doesn't bother me either. But it's like it's only when have you ever been on John? I'm sure you have. Where the plane has dropped like 1,000 feet.
I was on a flight with Joe Silkie.
That is fucking scary.
Did I tell you this last week? I was on a flight with Joe Silkie.
Really? And we're supposed to believe that, John?
We don't believe it.
Come on.
We were flying to Albany when I was working with CSN. And we were in one of those commuter.
Name drop.
You were on CNN?
No, CS.
Crosby's.
Anyway, we're driving along and flying along.
I remember when I was hanging out with Picasso, John.
Listen,
and
the plane dropped 2,000 feet. My arm came up and punched me so hard in the side of the face.
You I was punched like yourself?
My whole side of my face was black and blue. Silky's elbow from hitting the armrest from his shoulder to his wrist was purple, like a tattoo. And I cracked the back of one of my teeth.
Jeez.
I mean, that was worse. And the only worse one was...
What were you eating at the time, John?
The worst part, the one that was kind of scary was I was flying on one of those little commuter jets.
Right.
And I sit down, and one of the most beautiful women I've ever seen sits down next to me. And I go, oh, my God. And so we start talking, and she goes, oh, yeah, I'm flying up to Green Bay. My boyfriend is the field goal kicker for the Green Bay Packers.
Ooh.
And we take off, and we hit a flock of birds.
Oh, a bird strike.
And the bird and the plane just goes nose down.
Yeah, no shit.
Just keeps dropping. And she reaches over, and she grabs my hand, and she goes, I think we're going to die.
And then you should have took her hand and reached it down. Oh,
no, no.
And then don't even go there. Then all of a sudden, we heard like this weird fucking horrible noise.
It released the cats.
And the pilot came on and said, we just flew through a flock of seagulls. I go, I thought that was a band.
Yeah,
and he said, this exact words. He goes, have you ever seen Gallagher when he smashes a watermelon? That's what our windshield looks like right now.
That's what he said?
Yeah. He goes, we're going back to the airport right now so they can check out the plane.
Where do these guys get their flyside manner? Like you would call it bedside manner. It's like, right now the windshield's so fucked up I can't see. But you guys relax back there. Don't worry about it.
It's even worse. We get back, right, and we pull up to the gate and we landed fine and everything. And we're sitting on the wing, me and the girl. We're looking out the window.
Wouldn't it be more comfortable in the plane, John?
Well,
on the wing?
There's a guy in the engine pulling out hunks of bird.
While you're flying?
It's Thanksgiving.
Yeah, we were flying when we landed.
Oh, when you landed, yeah.
They pull out chunks of bird and feathers and stuff. And they go, now we just got to check to make sure that any of the little whatever's
got damaged. As soon as he's got the fucking bird cleared out, we're going to take off again.
Yeah, then we took off again.
And you stayed on the plane.
I had to stay on the plane.
What are you going
to
do?
I'm fucking switching planes. Fuck that, man.
What are the odds of getting damaged? What are the odds of hitting birds twice?
Not about hitting birds twice. It's about what was damaged.
What are the odds of sitting next to the most beautiful woman you ever saw on the next flight?
Okay, well, did that accomplish anything for you? Did she fucking stroke your ego?
It made me feel good about my life.
He calls it an ego, huh? Okay.
There you go.
Well, you know.
That's like every fantasy every guy ever had. Like I'm gonna sit on a plane and this gorgeous woman's gonna sit next to me, and halfway through I'm gonna be semi sleeping, and then all of a sudden I'm gonna feel some hand in my lap and
happened.
See, it happens if you're John Ferrantino. It doesn't happen if you're Mike Grief or Craig Mitchell.
Well, no, when you're Craig Mitchell, you have to grope whoever passes out in your car.
There you go, and bonus points if they're Asian.
It doesn't matter who they are, as long as it's male or identifies thereof.
You know that feature on an iPhone when you lose your phone, you can track it?
Right.
Can you imagine this woman tracking her phone and goes, yeah, it's 200 miles back. And that's at Joe Green's house.
At least they can track the phone. They couldn't track the door. They couldn't find
the door.
They found it because the guy called and said, hey, you got a fucking one of your doors in my backyard. But they couldn't track it and see where it was.
I got one of your doors sticking out of the roof of my car.
Yeah, that's it.
Think about, just think about the luck that, I'm sorry, if you're walking along the street and an iPhone falls from 3,000 feet and hits you in the head, I think
I'm keeping it.
I think it's going to kill you first, isn't it, if it hits you?
Yeah, you'd be dead. You'd definitely be dead.
Well, how about a door? Can you imagine, how'd you die, God? How did you die? Well, God, I was walking along the highway and a door from an airplane hit me and cut me.
I'd rather die that way than fucking die in a puddle next to the fucking street where some Uber driver left me.
And then God says.
I got a tip, too, by the way. I did get a tip.
The guy goes, wait, a door fell and hit you? Whoops.
Whoops.
Yeah.
Whoops.
Yeah. What do you think? I didn't know I fucking sent that door to kill you.
Oh, man.
Years ago, do you guys remember when the whole roof blew off that Hawaiian airplane?
Oh, that they did a special on that on air disasters. It's horrifying what happened.
Were you in that one sitting next to the most gorgeous woman you've ever met, John?
No, not at all. Not at all.
That's freaking horrifying.
Yeah. Any of this shit's horrifying, man. It's like, I don't like to fly
totally
to begin
horrifying.
With.
You get on the plane, next thing you know, it's a convertible.
Yeah. Well, you know, I must be insane, because before I fly, I watch, like, you ever see this? It's a show called Air Disasters.
Yeah, that's what I just said.
I watch all of those shows before I fly, because I figure.
Be scared to go.
Because I figure, watching all of these things, what are the odds that if I'm watching about air disaster, that I'm going to be in an air disaster? So, you know.
Well, I mean, they actually did that episode about the Hawaiian flight, and it was, they weren't even sure they could fly it anymore, because the structurally, they thought the plane was going to fall apart.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to ChumbaCasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Let's get on to a more cheery topic. Did you hear about the guy in Alabama who fucking stripped off all his clothes and jumped into at the Bass Pro Shop?
Now we're talking.
He jumped into the fish tank. He stripped and fucking did a cannonball into the fish tank.
Go ahead. Let's finish.
I'm just saying, well, what kind of a fucking nut? What kind of a thrill do you get from getting like a bass up your ass?
I'm trying to think what kind of bait to use. That's what I'm trying to bait.
Maybe had his little worm.
He was so drunk after that, he got into Craig's car.
That would be there awesome.
What do you do? What do you do for a fucking encore? You go to fucking Dick's and Dick's Sporting. What would you name your sporting goods store Dick's? Let's be honest.
Would you name your place BJ's?
No, I wouldn't name a place BJ's. I wouldn't name it Dick's, you know. Hey, come on down to Cox and get some fucking sporting goods, you know. We got all your fucking latest sporting goods here at Cox.
That must be you tough when you're a kid and that's your name.
Yeah, right.
That's why that's why they all call themselves Richard.
Oh, you know who I felt bad for in high? I really did. I felt bad for him junior high, high school. Andy Gay.
Andy Dick?
His name was Andy Gay. And he had a brother, I swear to God, Gordon Gay.
Right. Isn't that, I think Tim Allen's, what's Tim Allen's real name? It's his real last name is Dick. Timothy Dick.
Like Andy
his
Dick?
His real last name is, Dick. Like Andy Dick, yep.
From what I hear about Tim Allen, it fits him. But thank you, I'm here all week.
He's not a bad guy. He
I don't
can be.
Know
I mean, whatever. I
say that for Andy Dick. I was going to say Andy Dick.
I've worked with Andy Dick too, and actually, he was very nice. But you know, you
right,
hear bullshit stories. You hear things about people.
To go back to your Bass Pro Shop story.
Bass Pro Shop.
Yeah, as I said, Bass Pro Shop. That's not the only time that's happened. I've read that a couple of times.
Is that a thing?
They say that when it happens, it costs the store over 10 grand.
Really?
Because they have to empty out the entire, all the water in the tank.
Why?
Because they say that they're, I guess fish tanks, like when you have to a freshwater tank in a store like that, everything has to be pretty sterilized.
What? It's like lake water. You would think it'd be like a lake. Because, I mean, it's
different.
Really.
It's different because there's a whole eco thing. But
did he pee in there?
So I don't know, but that's what they say. It costs tens of thousands of dollars every time somebody does that.
I mean, I could see it costing a lot of money if you, like, let's say you dove into a lobster tank at a Red Lobster. That would cost a lot of money because you can't serve any of that food now.
Did you ever see Rich Jenny's 8x10 picture? He was a comedian friend of ours that passed
I love
away.
Rich Jenny.
But he had a great picture. He had a bunch of lobsters sitting around the table with bibs on.
Like, eating a person?
No, with his picture on the bib. Oh. And he was in the lobster tank behind him.
That's actually that's pretty great. Funny. Zadi's very funny.
If you want to see Rich Jenny, he has his last special was called The Steaming Pile of Me. It's absolutely brilliant. It's
about I was up for a a cast member role on a Platypus Man. Yeah. I was up for a series regular on that.
Yeah, that was UPN's, one of UPN's first sitcoms.
Last night I was flicking through the channels on TV trying to find something to watch.
Flicking.
And I stopped on Judge Judy.
No.
Oh my God, John.
That woman is Satan.
She is Satan.
She is the meanest person I've ever seen in my life. This woman was suing her tenant because she left halfway through the month. And then when she got into the room, the kid had painted, and it looked like a three-year-old painted the room. There was paint on the windows.
Right.
There was paint on the rug, paint everywhere. So she said, I'm keeping you $300 security, right? And Judge Judy goes, well, when was the last time you painted that room before she was there? And she said, like 3 or 4 years ago. She goes, then it needed paint. Bye.
Bye. Wow. Next time on Judge
Judy. She goes, what about the cleanup of the window? And she goes, not my problem.
She's a nasty bitch, Judge Judy.
That's why she gets ratings. People like to see that.
Exactly. My mother, that's why when you said Judge Judy, I'm like, John, what the fuck, man? Check your nipples.
Make sure
they're not tender.
On the other hand, on TikTok, there's this really nice judge in like Boston area.
Right.
He's the nicest guy in the world. Like this guy goes,
I like that guy a lot.
Yeah. He goes, Your Honor, he goes, I'm sorry. He goes, I know I have a $50 fine, but you know, I just saved up the $50 and I didn't realize
I walked here, right?
I walked here.
Yeah,
I walked. And he goes, well, how far did you walk? And he goes, from blah blah blah. And he goes, that's like 8 miles. And he goes, yeah, but I didn't want to be late for the court thing, and you know, and I wanted to pay my fine and I didn't have enough money. And the judge just goes, you know what? How much is an Uber ride? And he goes, it was like $18. He goes, well, just take the $18 out of the $50 you owe us and take a nice ride home.
I'll pick him up. I'll give him a ride home.
You know what I mean?
Oh, I think I've seen that judge you're talking about. He's an older white
really
guy.
Nice. He's really nice.
That guy is really cool. He's really cool. I know we talked about it last week, but John, did you finally see the video of that judge getting attacked by that defendant?
No, I can't find it.
Oh my God.
It's on every news. Every time I watch the news, because the guy was back in court. I
mean, he nailed her, man. That was bad. That was really bad.
He flew. He was like fucking Muhammad Ali. Flew like a butterfly and fucking stung like a bee.
He was like me leaping for the buffet.
There you go, man. Right into the
sea. I did listen to this morning about them trying to get the appeal for Trump's insurrection case.
Ooh.
And it was kind of cool because like every time the judge brought anything up, to rebut what they were trying to say and tell them how ridiculous it was, he would go, our forefathers felt that, and she goes, I don't think we have to go back to our forefathers to realize that you can't be above the law. And he goes, well, if you were impeached, and she goes, well, I believe he was impeached twice. So it's like, and then they just went on to say that win or lose. See,
I'm going to write the new fucking horror movie. It's going to be our forefathers coming back to life and beating everyone to death.
They go, win or lose, he wins because all he's trying to do is delay everything so he can pardon himself.
Right.
So. Right.
And I'm sorry, I
can't fucking take this guy. I fucking can't stand him. I can't stand his fucking face. Easy. I can't stand his voice.
You're turning red, John.
John, about him. You must breathe, John. John, repeat after me. Oh.
Namaste.
Oh.
Namaste.
Namaste.
You cannot let these things get to you, John. You must be at peace. You must not let it.
No, I agree.
Sit back, clear your mind, envision the sound of one hand clapping.
That would be a great movie if the forefathers like got reincarnated.
I've had shows where I've heard one hand clapping.
Yeah.
No, it would be. Think about that. The forefathers are back, and this time they're pissed. That'd be great.
They'd all come back with fucking hammers and just beat people to death with fucking hammers.
They had Abraham Lincoln attacking zombies with a hack action in a movie. They could do that.
I saw that movie.
Yeah. Oh,
okay. So I watched
Abraham Lincoln, Vampire Hunter. Yeah.
I love that movie.
Mm-hmm.
Do you guys ever get on like YouTube and you just watch something that you would never watch? I started watching this show about this guy who outfits his canoe with all of this stuff and gets dropped off by a seaplane 300 miles into...
Was he drunk?
You know, was he on my Uber?
Into the Yukon, and he's going to paddle like over 300 miles to get picked up by another seaplane in like 5 days. And there's nobody around. There's no communication. There's no cell phone service. There's nothing.
And who's taping him?
And there,
yeah, exactly.
No, he's got it on the, it's all on a GoPro.
Okay.
He's got a GoPro. And he's got a mount for the GoPro. And he's going, he goes, yeah, they're coming around the bend. I see, sometimes he'll pull a canoe off and walk to see what's around the bend if he can't see. Right. And he goes, oh, there's some rapids with some sweepers. Like, what the hell is a sweeper? A sweeper apparently is a tree that goes across where you're going. And if you don't see it, it kind of sweeps you off the boat.
Right.
But he goes to make a camp and he goes, oh, yeah, look at that. That's a big bear poo. Yeah, I better not stop here for the night. You know,
that shit happened to me. I swear to God, I'm not even lying. We were up in the mountains. Me and Patty, we decided we'd go for, we were at Big Bear. So we said, let's go for a hike.
They name it that for a reason.
The thing is, you don't think about it. It's just a name for a town. You never expect to see a bear, but we didn't. We're hiking, and in the middle of this trail, that's it. You just see this fucking huge fucking shit, this poo, and I go, you know, that's a bear poo, and it was still a little steamy. And she just looked at me. I looked at. We turned around, and we got the fuck out because there's a bear somewhere.
I got a similar story. I was in Alaska, right? And I was going to this thing, and it was called the Raptor Rehabilitation Center,
right,
where it's like if an eagle gets hit by a car or something, they bring it there and they nurse it back. And whether it ever.
What is this? The Jetsons? How does an eagle get hit by a car?
Eagles get hit by the car, apparently.
Well, they're hanging out with a skunk, and here I come.
So, yeah, I guess they're eating something in the road.
Right. And, that's probably, yeah.
You know, the car comes around the corner or something. Anyway. I've never seen, you know, I'm from Long Island and we have woods, but I've never seen real woods before, right, where like you're walking in and it gets fucking dark.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So I look on the map, right, and I can either take a cab, which is like $20, or it says it's a 2 mile walk. And I go, well, that's a nice day. I'll walk.
This is how every horror movie starts.
So I'm walking, I got my little headphone in. And I'm walking, and it's getting darker and darker and darker. And now it is dark, and it's middle of the day.
Right.
It is dark. I have a picture. That's how dark it was.
Did the flying monkeys come?
And now I start hearing noises, you know, like rustling and shit.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, I look down, I come around the bend, and there's a sign in the middle, a mile into this walk, that says, warning. This trail is inhabited by extremely large grizzly bears.
Oh, ooh, shit.
Fuck. You think that would be at the beginning of the trail?
Now I'm going, that's my point. Now I'm going, well, do I go back out a mile or do I go forward a mile? What do? I'm halfway, you know?
I don't know.
I went full and I took the cab back.
So you went back. You went back the way you came.
No, I went straight across. I figured it's a half a mile either way. But boy, it's like every noise you heard, like
every fucking step, you know, they just know, you don't even think there's a fucking bear behind that tree.
And grizzly bears, man. The other thing too, it's funny, when I was to go to Alaska, I always wanted to go fly fishing for salmon. Cause it just looks like a cool thing.
It does look cool.
This place, it's called Fly Fishing Adventures. So you go and they set you up with the creel, the thing goes on your belt and the rod, the whole bit and the permit for the day. So the guy goes, well, you know, you should come next week. And he goes, because, you know, the day's almost over and it's better in the morning. I go, great. So I sign up and everything. I can't wait. I wait the whole week. It's my last week in Alaska. I go there and the guy goes, yeah, it's not going to happen today. And I go, why not? And he goes, well, there's extremely large 1,200 pound older bear that doesn't feel like fishing. So he just waits for you to pull it onto the shore and runs over and takes it off your line for you.
That might be fun.
And he goes, but, you know, I don't know what else he's hungry for.
Oh, there you go.
He goes, unless you want to take this bear spray. I mean, spray, man. Bear spray is like the size of a scuba tank.
Dude, it's really
fucking bear spray. Let me tell you something.
Bear spray is insane.
Yeah, but it's insane on humans, but a fucking bear, he's like, grab it and put it under his arms. Hey, bear spray. All right, bear spray. I smell good today. I got some bear spray.
My friend sells that shit. He said he had a very stupid woman come in, and she says, I was going to go camping, and they said I had to get this bear spray. And he gets the thing of the bear spray. He goes, here it is. It was like $40. Yeah, that's really expensive. He goes, yeah, well, you want to keep the bears away, right? You know, you go, yeah. And then she goes to go out the door and she goes, by the way, how do I apply this? Where on my body do I spray it?
Oh, my God.
And he goes,
in your crotch, honey.
she deserves to be sitting on a curb in the rain.
Spray it in your crotch.
She thought she sprayed herself with the spray. That's what she
thought. How about, have you ever seen that Netflix special about that guy?
The one about the guy
that wants to live with the grizzly bears.
What?
Oh yeah, yeah. I think I know.
It's called Grizzly, and he goes up there every. He thinks the bears are his friends.
They ate him.
Yes.
Yeah.
They ate him there every year.
Yeah.
Yeah. He goes up there every year, and he sends back these videos, and all these people are going, "Hey, you know, these are bears. You can't be no, they're my friends.
They're not your friends.
He brings his girlfriend with him.
They're wild fucking animals.
He brings his girlfriend with him, and then there's no beacon from him or nothing.
Oh,
so they go and they find his remains inside this bear. Him and his girlfriend both got eaten.
Yeah, because every year the bears would tolerate him because they were fattening him up. They let him come. Yeah. He's going to come back one year and it's going to be just right. We're going to eat the shit out of him.
Oh man.
It's called Grizzly Man. It's on
Netflix. Yeah, yeah.
Oh, come on.
Because you know what? And there's a whole thing about this. That's why people own snakes. They own all these dangerous animals. They believe that these snakes have human emotions. And what it is that it's not. It's your own you're projecting an emotion off of it or something. They seem to, but they're wild animals. They're you know.
Yeah.
I never told this story, I don't think, on the show. I've told it in the car.
We don't want to hear about your kind of bears.
No, it has nothing to do with bears. I picked up this. Now, if you're driving rideshare, you have to pick up people with service animals. If you turn them down, you can get suspended. You have to. I'm like, okay, that's fine. I like animals. So I pick up this one woman. She has a cage with her. I'm thinking, oh, she has a bird, a service bird. I don't know what it is, right? She gets in the car, and I go, "Hey, how you doing? What's going on?" And she goes, "I'm fine." I go, "Is that a bird?" She goes, "No." And she holds it up. She goes, "It's my pet tarantula."
Mm.
It's my, and I go, "It's my service. It's her, you know, it's her comfort animal."
Tarantula.
Yeah, that's what she says, right?
So full of shit.
I'm not kidding. So I go, "Oh," I go. What is it? He goes, yeah, well, he helps me with my anxiety. And I felt like saying, you mean when you want anxiety? And she goes, I go, you're not going to let it out, are you? She goes, well, only if I need to. I go, what would make you need to? She goes, well, when I get really anxious, I take it out and I let him walk on my face and it calms me down.
See, this woman needs to be fucking killed with a shovel. I'm sorry, but we don't fucking need you in society. You need to fuck somebody needs to kill her with a shovel.
I mean, that was like that story I told you a couple of weeks ago about that woman that had a 12-foot or an 18-foot python she used to sleep with.
That was her husband.
And she said she liked the way it would cuddle her.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden,
it scores it to death, right? And it fucking ate her.
She would wake up at night and it would be like over her. Just looking at her.
Oh, no, come on.
And she took it to the vet, and the vet said, where do you keep this? And she said, why? And he goes, well, I just x-rayed his entire body, and it's completely empty, and snakes don't usually empty everything out of their bowels.
Until?
Unless they're expecting a big kill. And she said, well, he hasn't been cuddling me lately. He's been staring at me.
I woke up last night and he was putting pepper and salt on me.
Because
it's weird.
He's waiting to see which end to start with.
Oh, man. Well, I mean, I hate spiders and I hate snakes. So this is.
I don't like spiders and snakes.
Is that a song?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I mean, can you imagine letting a tarantula crawl on your face and that calms you down?
See, they don't bother me. First of all, I don't think tarantulas are poisonous.
Be left on a curb in the rain.
That's right. I don't think tarantulas are poisonous. So I don't know if you have anything to really worry about.
Doesn't matter. I don't want it on my face.
Oh, yeah. Tarantulas are poisonous.
Are they? Because I remember I was in Arizona, and if you stop, like I think it was near the Grand Canyon. And if you stop, the snakes and the spiders come out and sun themselves. You could see there were tarantulas, and I don't know. I didn't think they were poisonous, but
I hate snakes.
My son has a snake, and he's got lizards and shit as pets, and but they're not poisonous. He doesn't have like poisonous ones, but you know. When I was a kid, I loved snakes, and I would have a snake. If it was my wife would never fucking. Creepy. I'd have to live in a garage.
Creepy
but.
Snakes.
When I was a kid, I stayed at my uncle's house in Arizona before we went to the Grand Canyon, and he actually said to all of us, "Before you put on your shoes tomorrow morning, make sure you shake them out."
Yeah, check for snakes,
you
know, man.
Because scorpions will go into your
scorpions.
Shoes.
See, up where I live, there were freaking snakes and scorpions. I've never seen them, but like, because I live like in whatever, but they're half a mile from me. It's all ranches and, you know, whatever. And the people are always saying, yeah, you coming out at night and you see the scorpions and the light and all that shit.
Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.
I'm Victoria Cash. Thanks for calling the Lucky Land Hotline. If you feel like you do the same thing every day, press 1. If you're ready to have some serious fun for the chance to redeem some serious prizes, press 2. We heard you loud and clear. So go to LuckyLandSlots.com right now and play over 100 social casino-style games for free. Get lucky today. At LuckyLandSlots.com.
Available to players in the U.S., excluding Washington and Michigan. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
When I was working Florida, I was working, and I had my I came home after a show, and I pulled back the covers on the bed in the hotel, and there was a palmetto bug under the covers, I almost had a stroke. I can't stand anything that crawls. I can't. And it worried me. How did it get in the bed? Seriously.
Tom Brady used to do that joke.
I was tired, man. Maybe it was drunk. It got thrown. It was just drunk and it got thrown out of its Uber.
Tom Drake used to do a thing about how what the difference between a roach and a palmetto bug was. He goes, they're basically the same, except a palmetto bug also flies.
Flies, yeah.
He goes, same bug, different union.
But they're a lot bigger than roaches, dude. This thing was the size of this. It was gigantic.
Yeah, it's like a roach's big flying cousin.
I know. Yeah, we got them.
I remember how I got it off. You know how you flick a sheet? I did that. It went flying into the window, and then I just got like a cup, and I put it over it, and I let it go.
And then put it on the curb.
No, I left it. I left it there. I left it under the ice bucket.
That's what we're gonna call Craig from now on. The curb, Craig.
On the curb, Craig.
On the curb.
Off the curb, Craig. Instead of off the cuff.
So I've been doing something that I'm sure would interest Craig. I don't know why, but it's a TikTok again. It's this French.
The bell?
No,
it's no, this
French.
It's
this French. It's this French chef.
Okay, that's
gay. And and he's just cooking these incredible dishes. And I actually tried one this morning. I cooked sunny side up eggs, but I took this guy's advice. So you know, because I don't like the runny shitty whatever.
I don't like runny shit either.
So I put the eggs in the pan, and then what I did is you put a little salt, a little pepper, a little French, put a little shell, a little pepper, and then you put some water, and then you cover it.
Yes,
and what happens is it cooks the steam, cooks the. I was like, wow.
I've been doing that for 100 years.
Really? Are you French?
No, I just play one on TV.
But it's something new to me, man. I don't know. Like I said, I'd never.
You
I
do it with a burger?
You know, I saw this thing, this whole survey the other day, which I thought was the funniest thing. They're talking about how people defog their mirrors.
Right.
You know, like when they take a shower. And this guy was like, well, I cover the mirror with toothpaste.
What?
And then I wipe the toothpaste off, and then it's good for about 3 showers. And I'm thinking,
that's a lot of work.
Well, does he use a fucking hairdryer?
Or why don't you just open the fucking door, let the mist out of the bathroom, open the window, and fucking in about five minutes, it'll be...
I saw this, John.
I always used a hairdryer my whole life, and then all of a sudden, some guy writes in, I use a hairdryer, and all these people are going, oh my God, what a brilliant idea. I'm thinking, brilliant idea.
You're an innovator, John. You're an innovator.
John, you can make fun of the guy with the toothpaste all you want, but his mirror hasn't had a cavity in years.
That's right. It's got a beautiful smile.
But yeah, I mean, it's like you use a hairdryer. 2 seconds, you can shave. I mean, what's the big deal?
I you know what? I've never thought of using the hairdryer.
I never thought of it.
No.
I open the fucking door and the window, and it's in 5 minutes, it's all
next
gone.
Time you take a shower. Okay, listeners, here's a hack, a life hack from John Tarantino.
And now a tip from John Tarantino.
I thought everyone did this. As soon as the room can be filled with mist, you open the door, you take your hairdryer, you turn it on, and you go in a circle on the mirror, and within 10 seconds,
John,
you can see.
John?
Yes.
What if you don't have a hairdryer?
Ah!
I don't have a hairdryer,
I don't have one either.
Well, Patty must have a hairdryer. I'm sure she has a hair dryer.
I am. Oh, yes. And do you use Chris's hairdryer in her? Yeah. her
you can't touch it. You can't touch it.
I'm not even allowed in the same room with her fucking shit.
I just realized, John, last week you were an attorney. This week you're Martha Stewart.
I know. I'm just well-rounded, plethora of useless knowledge.
Hey, John, I got a corn on my foot. What do I do for that? We should have listeners write in and ask fucking John questions.
Stupid questions.
Stupid questions for John Tarantino.
Ask John.
I had a drunk Japanese person in my car, Craig. How do I get rid of him?
Let's start that.
John, when I eat an apple, I get a piece of the skin caught in my teeth. What do you do for that, John?
Yes, sue the apple.
Okay, write your questions to the BBBradio@gmail.com, and we'll answer it live on the air.
That would be kind of funny.
That's it.
The BBBradio@gmail.com.
Ask legal advice, too.
Yes.
Don't take it serious, because I'm not really a lawyer, but I can try to help you.
But he plays one on TV.
There you go.
Remember, our email is thebbbradio@gmail.com.
BBBradio@gmail.com.
You know, we were talking about these crazy service animals. I was reading this story about these flight attendants that were talking about shit that people bring on the plane. Like, the guy had a pet, his emotional
orangutan,
emotional stress squirrel.
What?
Someone had a service duck.
See, I want a my monkeys, as we all remember, Mike Grief's monkeys, they are service animals. They keep me calm. They like when I need something, like when I need them to go, you know, get Dorothy, they fly off.
You don't have to worry about them getting caught in your hair, like Fred Flintstone's mom.
Nope, no monkeys in my hair.
wait, so that somebody has a service duck?
Yeah, a service duck.
Yeah, some quack probably prescribed that.
Actually, I want to get my dog listed as a service animal, because there are certain places where I want to take them. You can't take them unless it's a service animal. Here,
another piece of advice from John Tarantino.
Another piece of advice.
Let's go.
Go online and go to Amazon and put in service animal tag. You will get a service tag for your dog that has a barcode. And also,
does that make him a service animal, though?
Not really, but they can't stop you.
I got you.
You show it, and it's got that thing, and there's even got a barcode where they scan that with their phone and dial the number that comes up. It says, Mike Grief is the owner of, you know, dude who is a service animal for emotional support or whatever.
He is, man. Let me tell you something. My dog has stopped me from killing lots of people. You know, It's like the Son of Sam. Sam was the dog told, what's his name, to kill people. My dog says, stop killing people. Will you stop it already? It's ridiculous.
So it's the opposite of Berkowitz's right. dog.
It's the cousin of Sam. He was much more calm. No, but seriously, it's the truth though. My dog is a cute little friggin' dog, and he keeps me calm. And a lot of times, it's like, you know, it's like I want to bring him into hospitals and stuff. You ever see people that bring their dogs? Because it brings a lot of joy. It brings a lot of.
I had another passenger in my car, and you know, people want to bring their animals in the car, and they're afraid I'm going to tell them to leave, and they know that if it's a service animal, I can't do that.
Right.
I had this guy bringing this little shaky Chihuahua that fit pretty much in the palm of his hand, and he was selling this lie so badly. It was not a service animal, but as we're driving, I swear to God, he sat in the back of my car going, "You're a good service animal. What a wonderful little service animal you are." Yeah. Like he had to convince me that it was actually providing a service for him.
I think he was convincing the Chihuahua.
Yeah, really. I want to know what service it was really providing. Jeez.
Yeah, I put a service animal once. I unzipped it, didn't know what to do. Thank you. I'm here all week.
All right. See, now you had to bring it to that creepy ass level, Craig.
It was such a joke, dude.
I didn't even get the joke. I'm so stupid.
I unzipped. He's a service animal. I unzipped. He didn't know what to do. Unzipped.
Oh, I get it. Yeah.
John, you don't want to know, John.
You don't want to know. You don't know. It's a dumb joke.
I think my comedy level is more sophisticated than that.
Yes. It is.
Oh, that was a horrible thing to say.
Yeah. I was in the gutter. You're right on that one.
It's time for today's Lucky Land horoscope with Victoria Cash.
Life's gotten mundane, so shake up the daily routine and be adventurous with a trip to Lucky Land. You know what they say. Your chance to win starts with a spin. So go to LuckyLandSlots.com to play over 100 social casino-style games for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Get lucky today at LuckyLandSlots.com.
Available to players in the U.S., excluding Washington and Michigan. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void or prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Well, here's the big comedy, whatever. You guys saw I missed the beginning of the Golden Globes. So,
good for you. You're a very smart man.
Not smart. I just fucking forgot it was on. Just turned it on. The beginning was already over. So I missed the big controversy about the comedian who they said, what, he bombed? I don't know.
I was watching it and my service animal turned off the TV. It knew.
It was of
he
service.
So bad that Craig wanted to leave him on the curb in the rain.
There you go.
No, it was horrible. He was not. I'm sorry. He might be a good comic, but this is the wrong venue. See,
how could it be so bad? People are like, it's horrible. It's a stand-up comic. He's doing a terrible show. The worst that could happen is he didn't do great. I don't understand why they think it was horrible. What did he do that was so horrible?
He actually asked Robert De Niro how he got his wife pregnant at 80.
That's a legitimate question. I mean, he probably had some help.
Not on national TV.
I'd like to ask Robert De Niro, how the fuck did you get her pregnant? What do you got? Two sticks and some string? How do you fucking keep it up, you old bastard?
All his jokes were bombing. All his jokes were bombing, right? And he actually panicked a little bit and went, wow, you're laughing at all the jokes I wrote.
Right.
I think the best line ever was when Ricky Gervais came out and said, hey, welcome to the Golden Globes Awards. These are all the people you won't see at the Academy Awards.
Wow. Well, yeah.
You know what I say? I say, listen, it's got to be a hard job. I wouldn't want to criticize anyone until you walk a mile in their shoes. Now, I wouldn't probably take a gig like that because I don't think I'd get hired for a gig like that. But you know, I just think it's like, and I heard he had only a short time to prepare.
He had 10 days. But you know what, Mike? I think we both know what not to do.
Yeah.
That's the thing.
I mean, that you mentioned, I saw a list of all the comics that turned it down.
Two of them that I know. Chris Rock and was Ali, I can't.
Ali Sheedy.
Ali Sheedy turned it down.
Paradise Ali.
That I never did comedy before.
I don't know, man. We know what not to do. We can go out there and we can.
No.
We,
you know what you know what to do as a stand-up comic? You collect the check. That's what you do.
Well,
you collect
the thing
check.
You need somebody with gravitas. You need somebody who can stand toe-to-toe and make fun of Meryl Streep and Robert De Niro.
The reason why these Comedy Central roasts don't work compared to the D. Martin roast.
Right.
Because on the D. Martin roast, they were all famous people making fun of another famous person.
Right.
Where now you have a famous person being
making fun of by like fucking half of nobody's.
That have been in the business 5 years.
Which is the funniest part is when the celebrity who's being roasted gets up and goes, you know, looks at somebody and goes, you know, who the fuck is that? You know?
Yeah.
I mean, that's the, you're exactly right. This guy did, you know. Ricky Gervais.
Yeah, I mean, you have to be on the same level with the people that you
I agree.
Of, you know? I mean, some of those, you know, I was watching, I have a lot of the
time on your hands.
A lot of the roasts before they were televised.
Oh, the old Dean Martin roasts?
Yeah, before they were
televised. I love those. Yeah.
You know, and they're really there. I mean, there was one where Ed Sullivan was there and Don Rickles was being roasted. And every time anybody got up, anytime Don Rickles would walk by him, he would say something like, so, Ed, when you got up this morning, was the ground cold? Yeah, I didn't recognize you without a peg through your heart.
Oh man.
And all this stuff. And then Ed Sullivan gets up and goes, you know, Don, you've been on my show many times, and I know you and your wife Sylvia. And I just have to tell you something, Don. Fuck you, you bald-headed prick. It's just the funniest thing.
You know who's always the funniest to me?
You've ever heard.
Foster Brooks. Foster Brooks. Was always God, the funniest on that.
My father used to love Foster Brooks.
Foster Brooks. He played the drunk. Anyone doesn't know, he played the. He was always drunk on the. Just hilarious.
My favorite Ricky Gervais line was he was introducing. He goes, our next two presenters. He goes, the first one you've seen in Philadelphia, Apollo 13, The Green Mile, Forrest Gump, Splash. He's won 2 Academy Awards and produced series like Band of Brothers and from the Earth to the Moon. The other guy's Tim Allen. And Tim Allen came out so fucking pissed.
And it's so funny. And he would come out drinking beer the entire time. He'd have a can.
I know.
That's what he does on his specials. But I figured it out. He's got a podium and he keeps a beer there. That's when he goes back to look at his, probably looking at his notes, you know?
Yeah, and the thing is, they listen to Ricky. That's the thing. They listen to him because they want to see what he's going to say next. Sorry.
And what I like about Richard Gervais is he's got like a very different delivery than most comics.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? The way it's sort of like he does the punchline. And his he like kind of tags his punchline with like a logical thought.
Yes.
Like, he comes out and he goes like this. He goes, let's face it, folks. I'm exactly like Jesus. You can't argue it. I travel around the world, tell my little stories.
Little stories.
He goes, I tell my little stories. Come on. You can't argue that I'm not. You know, yeah,
he's funny. I think he's, like I said, he's one of the funniest stand-up comedians of all time. I mean, he's got balls of steel.
That's something I admire. People who just like Bill Burr, balls of steel.
Bill Burr is very funny too.
Bill has his own podcast. I'd love to have him on this show.
I watched a movie a couple nights ago and it was Bill Burr and I think he wrote it and directed it, and it was really a pretty funny movie. It was called Old Dads.
Oh, I heard of that.
It was worth the watch. Definitely worth the watch. I mean, and especially, like I said, he deals with his anger. And I think.
Wait, is that the one where he goes to pick up his kid to school?
Yeah.
Oh my God, that scene is fantastic.
Yeah. And check, it's worth watching. I enjoyed it. I thought it was good.
I didn't see the movie, I just saw that scene.
It hit me and Patty, my wife, kept looking at me because it's like every time he got angry and said something stupid, she looked at like, that's you.
It's you.
The best scene ever in any movie of picking up the kid is in Uncle Buck.
Oh, God.
I love Uncle Buck, yeah.
He goes in with the woman, Mrs. Wart.
Here's a quarter. Go downtown and have a rat gnaw that thing off your face.
Even the music when he pulls up, that funky Cold Medina, when he pulls up in that car backfiring.
Yep. How are we doing on time, man? Well, I think we're getting the time signal from our producer.
We should also promo what's coming up in the next couple of weeks too.
Yes, we got some great shows coming up. We got Kathy Ladman is going to be doing the show.
She was on Curb Your Enthusiasm, right?
Yep, and oh, yeah. And we got John Manfilotti is going to be doing
everybody
the show.
Knows Raymond and somewhere in Queens.
Somewhere in Queens, he is on Men of a Certain Age. I mean, just a really funny and a great guy
and a big Met fan. We're going to talk about the Mets.
And he used to be a cook at the comic strip.
No, get out of here, Manfilotti.
He was a cook at the comic
strip. We got to talk about that. That's
Brian. Yeah, with Brian Regan.
We'll have to bring that up.
I got
to
get him on my cooking show.
There you go.
Cook some, some mozzarella sticks.
A cook, yeah. Throw away some.
Oh, that's Italian. Craig, are you have any Italian?
46%.
You just said mozzarella sticks. You mozzarella. Are fucking not Italian.
What are you supposed to say?
Mozzarella.
Well, let's face it this way. Have you had the mozzarella sticks?
You're about as Italian as you are.
Mozzarella stick sounds Jewish.
You're about as Italian as you are Jewish.
I'm 100% Jewish, too.
Mozzarella stick is like a mozza wrapped.
Hello, I'd like a mozzarella stick, please. Give me a mozzarella.
My mouth is Jewish. My stomach is Italian. There you go.
Do you guys have a restaurant called Tai Tai?
No, we got...
No.
It's a chain.
No, I thought it sounded like it was a panda bear.
They have a thing in there called the flaming
anus.
Flaming Craig.
Flaming anus. Eat this and you'll fucking love it tomorrow.
Now, we don't have a tie.
Flaming volcano.
Oh, my God.
It's like crispy beef.
I would like that.
Enough of like
spice. Yeah, I bet you would.
With just enough spice where it's not like burning your brains out. So good. Oh, my God.
We don't have Tai Tai here, but I did drop off a woman at a place called Tom Tom in West Hollywood. And what I did, her name was Jessica, and I got a big tip from her because I did this. I went, well, we're at Tom Tom, Jessica. She gave me a nice tip.
Well, she was so happy she get dropped off in a puddle on the curb.
She wasn't raining that night. That's fucking why.
Everyone gives Craig a big tip because they're happy they just made it out of his car.
Yeah, they should see me drive, man.
They're happy they're alive.
You know they call their relatives after that and go, holy shit, I just fucking had a ride from the weirdest, creepiest motherfucker I've ever seen in my life.
Yeah, he had a tarantula on his face. But he seemed calm.
Oh, fuck. We're having a party, man. We're celebrating. I'm still alive after riding with that guy.
I thought we were supposed to end the show.
Yeah, end the show, John. Go ahead. Sorry.
All right. So that's our show.
Goodbye.
Yeah, we had no topic. We
had
no
the Big Bad Broadcast. I told you the show would be about nothing, and we delivered.
Fairly well.
A lot of fun, though.
And it's very funny. It's a very funny show because we are three funny and crazy guys.
Worth the while.
Craig Mitchell.
Hey!
Hey! Andy, I'm John Ferrantino.
Peace to you and your family.
Bye bye.
See you next Friday.
Oh, you can watch us on any place you get your podcasts.
I think they know they're listening.
Okay.
Now blow me like you know me.
All right, that's not going to be there.
Okay.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.